We have over 15 million artifacts in our care. The New York State Board of Regents has really directed us to make good inventory and understand our collections better, and using these outstanding collections to teach the world about New York. This fall, while inventorying over 5,000 audio pieces in our collection, our curators had an intern going through a box of tapes that were made in the 1950s and 60s. And they pulled out a little reel-to-reel box and a modest piece of masking tape in the front. It said, Martin Luther King Jr. Emancipation Proclamation, September 1962. They fed it into a reel-to-reel player. We keep the old player so we can hear these again. And up comes the voice of Martin Luther King Jr. giving the speech that we knew of. The State Archives has a paper-typed version of the speech. And suddenly here's King's words delivering this magnificent speech that hadn't been heard since September 12, 1962.
Equality continued into the second half of the 19th century and into the 20th century, diminishing the authority of the federal government and corroding its authority.
It was digitized. We didn't have to do much to clean it up. It's clear as a bell. There's about 30 seconds in the middle of it missing because they had to turn the tape over with these old-school tape recorders. But it's an incredibly resonant speech that really has to be heard. It was until now moving to read it. But when you hear his voice delivering this speech, as only Martin Luther King Jr. does, it's an incredible experience.
By deserting the plantations in the South and joining the Union armies in the North, Henry Longfellow, seeing a regiment of Negroes march through Beacon Street in Boston, wrote in his diary, an imposing sight.
There was a radio man named Enoch Squires who worked for WGY, and he would travel around the Northeast doing these sort of travelogues and interview people of local interest, and they would broadcast these WGY out of Schenectady. He became associated with the New York State Civil War Commission that then Governor Rockefeller had begun, and he was considered a research associate. So apparently he was at this event in New York City on September 12, 1962. We think recording it from his lap, probably close to the table. We have photographs. We don't have a photograph of him there. His entire collection came into the museum in 1979, and there's hundreds and hundreds of tape. And as I said, many of them are these smaller upstate stories. And out of the blue is this one. So we've been, like I said, working very hard to get through all these tapes and digitizing them. So an intern puts it in, and up comes this magnificent voice, and we knew we were onto something incredible.
When our message of equality electrified an unfree world and reaffirmed democracy by deeds as bold and daring as the issuance of the Emancipation Proclamation.
You start hearing things that are in his I Have a Dream speech. In the future, you know, when someone gives a speech, this many speeches, I think they're developing the next and the next. So in the trajectory and the lineage of his speeches, this is a very important one. It starts out in this sort of straightforward cadence where he's almost reading every word. And he says a remarkable thing in the beginning, that if there are only two documents, the Declaration of Independence and the Emancipation Proclamation, we would still be a whole nation. It's a 26-minute speech, and that ends with a quote from a slave that you have to hear him say. He is in full Martin Luther King cadence and terror, as only he can do. It's just amazing to listen to, and it's clear as a bell.
And so I close by quoting the words of an old Negro slave preacher who didn't quite have his grammar right, but uttered words of great symbolic profundity. They were uttered in the form of a prayer. Lord, we ain't what we ought to be. We ain't what we want to be. We ain't what we gonna be. But thank God, we ain't what we was.